Welcome, everybody, to Juwanza for Life. My name is Juwanza. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's always, as I say, a pleasure, and I mean that. It's truly a pleasure and a blessing to be able to come and speak to you again, to bring someone with me today that is a regular on the show. Very blessed and fortunate to have someone of this caliber as a regular guest on the show. As a matter of fact, he was the very first person that I interviewed on Blog Talk Radio was a special guest today, who it happens to be Brother King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. We've been doing this for a few years now, and I guarantee you, you're going to be blessed if you stick around for the whole show. And I advise you to and encourage you to. I know sometimes people, you know, tune in, and they, you know, depending on what they're doing, how the day is going, some people tune in and, you know, they can't listen to the whole thing and then tune out, you know, but I just want to encourage you, we have the archive, so if for whatever reason you're not able to hear the whole show, definitely go back and listen to the archives, because after each show, approximately 30 minutes after the show will be archived, so you can actually go back and listen to the show again and again and again. You can actually share the link, email the link to your friends who you might feel needs this information. Well, again, as I mentioned, my special guest today is going to be King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. We're starting a new series. It's titled The Fundamentals of Health. The Fundamentals of Health. You know, when it comes to health, there are just some basic fundamental things that we need to know, and so we're going to cover that, you know. So I want to get to my special guest today. Again, I want to let everybody know this is a series, okay? We can't give it to you all in one show, but we can break it down, and different, you know, different shows will cover different topics. So I encourage you to stick with us through the series. We're going to be talking about a lot of different things. My special guest is just the person to do that. He's got experience in holistic health dating back over, what, 38 years now, isn't it, Brother Coy? 39, going on 40 years doing this work. And, again, it's truly an honor to have someone with his experience with us. Brother Coy, welcome back to Juwanza for Life. As always, it's great to have you.
Well, again, I say good evening to you and your audience and your family, and I pray all is well with you, and you are being blessed each day.
Thank you. It is a blessing. Everybody's well, thank you. And part of the reason we're well is because we listen to you, and we listen to the information that you bring, and we follow it. And so as a result of that, we've been very, very fortunate to be in good health, and we want to make sure that we share the information that you share with us. We want to share with everybody. And so I'm just very, very fortunate that God has allowed our paths to cross so that we can do this work of getting this information out to the people, because it's sorely, sorely necessary. You know, when it comes to health, you know, it's interesting that when you're young, you don't even think about it. You know, it's just a given. It's just like your birthright. You know, you expect to be healthy, you know, and for a lot of people, the only, when you're in your childhood, I mean, there are, of course, sad exceptions, but for a lot of people, the only health challenges they may have had when they were children may have been, you know, you sprain your ankle or you know, something of that nature, break an arm or something, but it had not gotten into dealing with, you know, internal organs like heart trouble or, you know, liver problems or kidney problems, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, you don't even think about it until you lose the functions of those organs. And so we're going to be talking about a lot during this series. And, again, I encourage everybody to tune in. But for those who are hearing us for the first time, Brother Coy, just tune in. We're always getting new listeners. You have a very interesting – you had a very interesting introduction to holistic health. It was almost, you know, trial by fire. You know what I mean? It was almost like – and actually it was a life or death situation that actually brought you to the holistic health path. And, man, talk about a test. You passed it. Brother, can you share with our listeners how you got into holistic health?
Well, again, good evening to the audience and all the people out there. I wish you all a good, healthy life. But this journey started for me about, really, 1980, when my mother was diagnosed with cancer of the breast, the colon, and the liver. And by the time we got her to the doctor was saying that there was not much they could do for her. They gave her like maybe a couple of months to live. And we stayed there with her until we got the diagnosis, and we worked through the process of getting her through the system of dealing with the disease process. And until finally, after the hospital had worked with her enough, they gave her the ultimatum, like the time. This was in 1980. It was just chemotherapy and the other stuff that they had that was really toxic. Chemotherapy was the option that they gave her. So at that point, she asked me what would I do if I was her, and through the conversation, we decided that I told her if it was me, I would go home and meet my maker and, you know, get ready to go home, meet my maker, and settle my life. And, you know, they tell you you're going to die. That's what you believe, you're going to die. So, yeah, she took my advice. We went home. And when we got home, I felt an obligation to do what I could to help her through the process. And with that, we started applying some of the things that we're going to be talking about in this series, the fasting, the change in the diet, the animals, all the things that we go through in terms of reversing disease. And she was willing to, she had made up in her mind that this is what she wanted to do. And through that process, we managed to do the fasting, do the changing of the diet, eliminating the things that we shouldn't do. We started focusing on health instead of the disease. And after a while, we got some results. After about 2 weeks after she was out of the hospital, the doctors were amazed and didn't really know what to say or do with her. And they told her whatever she was doing to keep doing. Ever since then, since that day, well, she lived 10 years after that and wound up preaching in the pulpit and living her life pretty normally. She lived a pretty full life after all of that. So with that, I was convinced, and I was into doing what I'm doing, and I just committed my life, and I guess that was my calling, to keeping people doing what I could for people that wanted to do this to assist them through the process of reversing disease. I've been doing this now, like you say, for about 38 years, and had, I think, pretty good results. I think I could get some testimonials out there if I looked. So with that process, this is my, going into my almost half a century, and approaching a half a century with this. So I've been real busy with doing what I do, and I'm thankful that I've been able to do it, and I appreciate the people's support and all that they do to keep me going. So I'm thankful.
You know, Brother Coy, it's interesting. You know, I hear you mentioned that, you know, you went back to the doctors, and the doctors were amazed and basically said, whatever you're doing, keep on doing what you're doing. So I assume that at that point they had stopped administering any medication to her. They must not have prescribed, I'll just ask, did they prescribe anything? Because I would have assumed that, you know, with you taking her off of meat, dairy, and everything else, that any allopathic medication that they would have prescribed could have interfered with what you were doing. I mean, had they actually stopped administering medication to her at that point?
I hear what you're saying, and that is a good point. Now, when she was in the hospital, I don't know what they did to determine what they determined. But once she left, she was pretty much in our hands. They had pretty much given up on her. The only option they gave her was chemotherapy, and she didn't want that. And we took out on our own, and we still would go to the doctor to make sure everything was okay, but we never did take any other medications, no.
Did they ask, did the doctors ever ask what you were doing? You know, I mean, because, you know, with them being in the business, supposedly, in the business of healing and getting folks better, and they seeing her just getting better. Did you tell them what you were doing? I mean, did they ever ask, you know, what were you doing to, you know, get the kind of results? Did they know that you were working with her, or did they just know that you were just bringing her back for, you know, I guess, to run some tests or whatever? But did they know that she was actually on another plan? Did they even ask?
Well, I never talked to the doctors, and I stayed away from them, and I didn't get into their conversations. But I'm certain that they were a little surprised that she was still doing as well as she was doing. How much my mother talked to them about what she was doing, I don't know. But in the 80s, I think the doctors were at a place where they felt that they were the ultimate arbiters of whether or not you live or die. And if they told you you were going to die, they just assumed that you're going to die. And I would say that if you didn't die, it was just a point of you're a lucky one, or you got away, or whatever. Case. And I don't think they really realized what was going on until she was pretty much out of the way, out of their care. Yeah.
Wow. You know, that is such a very powerful, powerful testimony. And you know, when people hear a testimony like that, it gives them hope. I'm constantly telling people to tune in when you're on, and the other doctors are on as well, to, you know, hear that certain conditions have been reversed naturally. Okay, and people get hope when they hear that type of information. When they hear your testimony, they get hope. And when they hear the testimony of Dr. Lathan curing herself of thyroid cancer, you know, they get hope. But I think that even with that, it's important to make a disclaimer. And that is because when people hear information like this, I just need to make it clear that we're not selling or promoting a miracle cure or a miracle pill or a miracle drug or anything like that, you know.
Right.
Brother Coy did and took certain principles and found certain ways, and he used those ways in which to reverse his mother's condition. Now, there were certain things that his mother had to do in order to get that, to have the results that she got. And I think it's just important that people know that, again, there's no, that Coy is not selling a pill, you know, that there are certain things that whoever is in need of healing that they are going to have to do, you know, and that is, for example, change your diet, change your lifestyle, you know, stop, you're going to have to change what you buy at the grocery store, and you're going to do that, you know, you, the listener, the person that's dealing with the condition, you're going to be the one that goes shopping and makes better food choices. Coy can't make that for you. You're the one that's going to start drinking more water. Coy can't drink your water for you, you know. You're going to be the one that has to make these, you know, these that goes on the fast. Coy can't do that for you. Coy can't juice for you. You know, these are things that Coy will tell you that he did to help his mother, you know. But it's important to make that disclaimer, because I think oftentimes when people hear like this, they get excited, and well they should. But a lot of a person's healing will depend on where they are, number one, when they come to you, correct? What stage are they in when they come to you? If you catch something in the beginning, it's much easier than if, you know, it's progressed a long time, correct?
Correct. That is an important factor, but I think the most important factor is whether or not you want to make that change, whether or not you can make that change, whether or not you're willing to go through the process. And if you can do that, we can take anybody almost at any stage and do something for them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, point in case is your mom. 6 weeks, the doctors have only given her 6 weeks to live, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So with that, it was the first problem was getting her mind right in terms of being willing to go through the process. Now, that took about maybe 2 weeks once she decided to live. And once you decide to live, you figure out what process, what you're going to do about it, and then you begin to do those things, and you find that the results is the process of healing, and that's what happened with her. And I was amazed. She was amazed. Everybody was amazed. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because I know that a lot of times when people get news like that, you know, very well-meaning people, you know, feel like, for example, that it's important that you know that they're with you during the process. Like, for example, somebody gets sick, it's important, you know, for the people that are caring or love the person that's ill, they want to make sure that the person that's ill knows that they are there supporting them, in their corner, praying for them, and so forth. But in doing so, you know, for example, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, you know, weep with those that weep, you know. So, but if you are going through the healing process, you know, you need positive people around you. You don't need people to reinforce, you know, for example, the whatever you're going through. If it's a situation where it's bringing your spirits down, you want people around you that's going to lift your spirits up, you know, not, you know, in their good intentions, they can actually bring you down by the words that they speak to you. And if you got to be careful, you got to guard your ears and your spirit, because there are certain things that people say, very well-meaning people, that can actually reinforce what you're trying to get away from, which is negativity.
That's correct. I would concur with that 100%. You can't enter into a healing process with a negative mindset or around negativity. You can't concentrate on the disease. You got to concentrate on your health. So it's going to take all the energy you got to do that. You don't want to be around people trying to figure out what you did to be in the condition that you're in, and blaming the victim for their position. You don't need that when you're sick. You need someone that can come along and say, we can do this, we can make it better, and if you follow me, we can correct this condition. That's what you want to be around. If they're not talking like that, then you need to probably withdraw to yourself, or find another environment, or find a better friend that you can confide in to get you through the process. Because it's going to be difficult to do it by yourself. You could, but it's much easier if you have someone to support you through the process that can kind of been through it or kind of know what you're going through or know what to do in the case, you know. If you have a problem or you have something happening with you at the moment, they can say, oh, well, you just need to take an enema. If you take an enema, all of that will pass and you'll be fine. And that may be enough to get them, maybe all they need is just the kind of good cleansing. It may be just a toxic pocket of poison in their gut somewhere that they just need to flush out. And so if you don't go there with them, they will never do it, and you may die needlessly.
You know, Brother Quay, let's talk for a moment, because you mentioned the enema, and you know, we're talking about, again, everybody was starting a series on the fundamentals of health. So let's start with the physical for a moment. You know, let's say just for a foundational purposes. You know, it's important that you get physicals. I mean, even though you might feel good, you know, to those who say, you know, I feel fine, I feel great, I don't need a physical, I'm fit as a fiddle, you know. There could be something going on in your body that you don't know about. Just in terms of fundamentals, Brother Court, isn't it fundamentally sound advice that everybody needs to get a physical at least once a year?
I would say that's probably a good idea. I mean, if you're in pretty good health and your family's in pretty good health and you have a pretty good diet, you may be able to stretch it to 2 or 3 years. But, yeah, that should be a regularly scheduled exam to figure out what's going on in your body. At least I would say no more than 2 to 3 years, because at that point, if you can identify what's going on early enough, you have a better chance of dealing with it. If you have to wait until wait too late until the actual disease has manifested and spread it out, then you got a greater problem to deal with. You can still deal with it, but it's going to take more time. It's going to take more effort. So the sooner you can find out about it, the better. And I think that's another reason why my mother kind of made it. It was to a point to where it was severe, but it wasn't like stage 5 cancer. So it was, we were able to do what we could to reverse it, and what we did worked. So we just thank God for that.
So when it, even when it comes to, you know, physicals, you know, you mentioned enemas, and I know that a lot of brothers are like, well, say what? You know, and even brothers don't even like to get the prostate exam at the doctor's, you know. But, I mean, when even, well, first let me ask you this. Is this for the brothers out there? Is there another way for them to actually check the prostate to see if there are any polyps or anything if any other than the test where they actually insert the thumb into the brother's rectum? Because, you know, brothers are real squeamish when it comes to that kind of thing, you know, much less enemas, you know. So is there another
There are other ways to determine what's going on. You're going to have some kind of sign, maybe a little inflammation, more frequent urination or no urination at all. That kind of stuff can go on that can help you. But the main thing is that it doesn't matter whether or not you like it or not. If you don't like the animal, that's fine. You don't have to like it. But if we are carnivores, we eat meat, we need to be more concerned about what that meat is doing inside of our gut as opposed to eating a plant-based diet. And we need to understand more about the differences between the plant-based diet and the carnivore, the meat-based diet, and exactly how does the body work with that? What does it do to the body when we eat the meat? And I think if we had a better understanding of that, I think the enema is probably one of the best ways to get that old dirty meat out of your butt and begin to reverse the process of any disease. You got to clean that gut out. And unfortunately, because we didn't know any better, we got to go through this process to get there. But it's not really a process where it's going to make you feminine or something. Probably that Coke you're drinking or that meat you're eating is going to make you more feminine than doing an enema. So I would be more worried about what they're putting in the foods and the foods that we're eating, and we'll cover that as we go through this process or this series. We'll talk more about why it's important to understand what food is doing to your body. And once you understand that, if you feel like you still have a right to eat meat, that's fine. It's okay with me. I'm not going to stop talking to you because you don't agree with me in terms of meat. That's not where we're going with this. We just want to put the information out there with the facts to back it up and give you the information to make the decision for yourself. I'm not trying to convince anybody to do one thing or another. I've learned better. And all I can do is just give you the information, and you can decide what to do with it.
So before we move on, Brother Quay, back to the colon cancer test or the prostate cancer test, because, again, you know, I was speaking to a brother recently about, you know, having a physical, and he asked what takes place at the physical. He hadn't had one. He was in his 20s and had not had a physical in his adult life. And I was telling him, you know, and I said, they might check for your prostate. And he was like, how did they do that? And I told him, you know, they may, you know, the doctor might insert his thumb in your rectum or whatever and just, you know, kind of, you know, feel for, you know, see if there's anything abnormal going on. He couldn't believe it. He was like, what? He's like, said, I will never. He said, I will never allow a doctor to do that to me. I was like, man, look, you know, this is about your health. And that's why I asked you, is there another test, you know, because you have brothers. There are brothers who just are not going. They're adamant. They're staunch about that. It ain't going to happen. They're just not going to allow a doctor to do that test on them because they don't want any. They don't want nobody. You know, I try to explain to them, look, man, this is not about any, you know, anything other than, you know, a medical examination, you know. But he was very staunch about it. So could you... anything to say to the brothers concerning that?
Well, I would say if they don't want to go that way, that's fine. There are probably other ways. You could probably order a kit offline or something that you could send in a specimen of your cells or your waste or something like that, and they could probably make a determination out of that. You may not have to leave your house to do that now. They're getting better at that. But the whole idea is that if you're going to eat meat or if you are a meat eater and you are not going to take an enema because you may be afraid that you're going to see something, that's different. That's a different story. But if you're going to be a meat eater, you have to understand you have to do certain things to clean your body. It's just like you clean your car, you clean the inside and out. When it comes to your body, if you're going to put toxic and poison in it, then you're going to have to do something to get it out. You have to figure that out if you don't want to do the enema, but we know through history that the enema is the best way, one of the original ways that we took care of our gut. My parents, that's what they had, was the enema bag. It hung by mm-hmm. the door all the time. But now even women or men, either one, that we don't want to do that anymore. We think we're too clean at a time when we're eating probably worse than we've ever eaten in our life. So if you want to go around with all this in you and not do anything about it, that's up to you. But I can give you the information to make that change if that's what you want to do.
Everybody, my special guest is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. If you're listening by phone, I see you up there on the board and you have a question, all you have to do is just press 1. If you're listening online, the telephone number is 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. Brother Coy, let's talk about water for a moment. We're just going to touch on a few of the topics that we'll be covering during the series. Water is basic. I mean, back to fundamentals. You know, even in sports, for example, when you might take a team and they're on this losing streak, I mean, they just can't seem to get a win. Oftentimes you hear the coaches talk about, look, we need to get back to fundamentals. You know, we need to, something's wrong here. We've moved away from our fundamentals. We need to get back to fundamentals. It's the same thing with health. So when you find yourself in situations where your body is out of whack, you know, sometimes you just got to go back to basics. What are the fundamentals of health? Well, drinking water would be one of those fundamentals, correct, Coy? I mean, I think that it's overlooked oftentimes, but it cannot be overstated, the importance of not just drinking water, but drinking enough water and the right type of water. Could you talk about that?
Yes, I think that's probably a critical point because most of the disease comes from dehydration. Dehydration comes from a lack of water. But nowadays, we are at a place to where it's almost antiquated to talk about clean water. I mean, there's probably no such thing. And if you get it, it's imported in from somewhere by some company that you may not know about and not know much about how they process this water to package it. When they take the water and put it in plastic, it's not a good idea. Why they get away with it is because it's cheap. So that means that most of your water is going to be contaminated. So you're going to have to do something other than just buy water and drink it to get good clean water. So those things we have to look at. And we used to have springs or wells that come, the water would come naturally out of the ground. Nowadays, we can't find a good spring anywhere that we can get clean water from because all the pollution from the animals and the farms have messed the water up. It's not fit to drink anymore. So finding these things now is becoming more difficult to find good clean water, to find good clean food, to find real food. It's getting difficult to do now, and it's going to take, first of all, us waking up to that fact and then deciding what we want to do about it because good clean water is scarce, and the big corporations are buying up all they can. And we don't know what they're going to do to it or put in it or how they're going to preserve it. So it's going to be a problem coming down the road that we're going to have to confront. But right now, that's not a good answer.
What about tap water? I can hear somebody say, you know, what's wrong with tap water? I mean, because, you know, I'll be honest with you. For the longest time, you know, I was not a water drinker. I mean, for the longest time, I just, you know, I was one of those soda guys too, you know. I just hated water. It just not so much hated it, I just didn't like it. It just didn't have any taste to me. It was just wet, you know, it was just a wet liquid, no flavor, nothing. You know, water just seemed like, you know, I could have lived without it, you know. But for those, I mean, of course I've learned better, but for those who cannot ever see themselves buying water. You know, you have some people
yeah.
that feel like I used to feel, you know, and they feel like, I'm not buying no water, you know. I'll just get it out of the tap. Just so that people know, what's wrong with tap water? Seems like a dumb question, but there are a lot of people that don't know. What's wrong with tap water?
Well, the tap water is really recycled water. It's the water that you use that went through your toilet and into the sewer line. They filter out as much as they can and send it through another filter and send it back around. So the water is kind of just circulating in a big circle. They're not getting fresh water. They're just recycling this water. And over time, this water builds up bacteria, builds up all kind of stuff that they can't get out anymore. They won't tell you that, but it's just about impossible to clean the water anymore. They don't have filters that can clean some of the microorganisms out, and it may be a cause of a lot of diseases that we come from because it carries a lot of parasites. All the medications that we take, all the toxins that we use, all the paints and all that kind of stuff gets recycled in our water. So we have to learn how to decide which water is the best to drink. It may not be a best water anymore. It just means what's the best water you can find to drink. And that's what you want to gravitate to in terms of keeping your body hydrated, because the water is what fire the cell and wash the cells and keep things moving in the body. And it's like the lubrication for the body to keep things in tune. And without good water, we all headed for disease. So this getting good, clean water is going to be a big issue coming up, yes.
What about somebody says, well, I'll just boil the water? You know, we've heard that over the years, too, that if you boil water, that it will boil out, you know, whatever remaining, microorganisms that might be left, you know, after the filtration process of the tap water. Is that a fact or is that fiction?
I would say that's a dangerous thing to do. I mean, not that it may not help. It may help some, but remember that a big part of what we eat is pork, and there are parasites in pork you can't kill. So if this water keeps getting recycled over and over and over, you never get any good clean water, you're going to find yourself full of parasites, and that's another real problem that we have. In fact, a lot of practitioners have indicated that most diseases, the basis of most diseases is parasites. So we want to understand how parasites come about, why do we get them, and what can we do about them to keep them from taking over the body. And that'll be something we'll cover as we go.
So, but you can't boil the water and take tap water, boil it, and then expect for it to be free from the harmful toxins and bacteria that might otherwise be present.
No, you can't do that. That's a dangerous process to assume that's the case. It may help with killing some bacteria, but all bacteria, no. And
okay.
In fact, yeah, by boiling it, you're gonna turn the water into steam, and a lot of it will evaporate. So when you get to these heavy metals and these chemicals in the water, all you are doing is really just concentrating them more, making them more prevalent in the water, to the point to where you boil down, and that's all that's left is the chemicals and the heavy metals that you think it's cleaner, but it's really doing more damage to the body and the nervous system, messing with the nervous system, messing with the brain, bringing on all these diseases that we got with the brain, and this ADD, all that stuff comes from a lack of water and the lack of good clean water to drink to wash and flush this stuff out. So that's going to be a real indication of whether or not and how fast you get well.
Brother Quay, if we could talk for a moment about another topic that we'll be covering in the series, electromagnetic frequencies or EMFs. You know, a lot of that's a found, you know, studies have shown that a lot of the things that we use every day are affecting us in a very harmful way, cell phones being one of them. you know, other things that people use that they don't even consider might be emitting electromagnetic frequencies. People around computers, working around computers, sitting in front of computers all day, taking that direct hit, you know, standing in front of microwaves, you know, televisions. I mean, just all kinds of things that we just use and not even consider the effects of it. And studies have been shown, and they've actually done research and found that brain tumors have been caused by cell phones up to the side of the head, women sleeping or wearing or carrying their cell phone in their bras have contributed to breast cancer. I mean, you know, a lot of things people don't even consider. Could you talk about electromagnetic frequencies? We're going to get into that a bit more when we do the, when that topic comes up in the series, but can you touch upon it?
Well, we have to go back to the whole power process in this country. They transfer this electricity, high-powered electricity, across lands that runs all over your head, all through the, everywhere you look, there's a power line going somewhere. And the problem with that is now that we have Wi-Fi and all the other stuff, all these electromagnetic waves are floating around you all the time, and probably the biggest culprit is the cell phone, because that is just one big wave, microwave, that you're keeping next to your head. And over time, that will break down the body's nervous system and the body's immune system. And oftentimes, that will lead to a lot of the conditions that we have today in terms of not being able to sleep or nervous energy, or maybe even it could lead you to go around killing people. We're doing enough of that. A lot of that may have to do with electromagnetic waves, electromagnetic waves that's in the air around us and that we are overexposed to, and it creates this short in our brain, and it makes us do things that we wouldn't normally do.
You know, education is power, so I definitely want to encourage everybody, make sure you don't miss that show, that on electromagnetic frequencies, because, again, this is things that people do every day, and there are remedies. There are things that you can do to mitigate some of the effects of the electromagnetic frequencies. So we're going to be telling you all about, you know, when that show is going to be coming up, so you want to keep tuning in. Brother Coy normally comes on the first Tuesday of the month. So that's when we'll be getting back on track with that. So mark your calendar. Brother Coy is going to be back on the first Tuesday. I'm sorry, the first Thursday.
But just as a point on this electromagnetic waves, we have to remember our body is like a one big circuit, and it's tuned up to run a certain way. And when all of these other things come in that's uninvited, it causes our body to short out. That's another way to look at it. But we short our bodies out, and we don't even realize it because it's not an immediate thing. It's just that day. Well, I was on the phone for only an hour, so it couldn't have affected me. But over time, those hours build up to days and those days to weeks, and you find yourself in a situation and you really don't understand how you got there. And that's you tell someone to give up their cell phone, you might as well, you know, tell them to get in the gas tank.
Stop eating.
Yeah, that's a
good
all
point you just made. Those minutes add up. Those minutes add up to hours. Hours add up to days. And before you know it, I'm sure if they did a study, they would find that some people, if you add up the time, have talked on their phone for years. Had to sell through their head for years.
Yeah, because that's all some people do. They talk on the phone all day.
So word to the wise, if you're listening by phone, I see people up on the line there. If you're listening by phone, please just put the phone on speaker and listen that way. The show is about holistic health. We don't want you to be radiating your brain listening to a show on holistic health. You know what I mean? That'd be messed up.
But that's where we are these days. We got all of these modern advances, and they're nothing more than a trap. There's some negative effect to them that we have to be aware of and concerned about what we're going to do about them. Yeah.
Brother Coy, you know, one of the, if not the biggest contributor to illness nowadays is stress. You know, that's going to be a big topic that we discuss during the series. Stress has been said to be the number one killer. And there are a lot of people walking around and not realizing that they're being affected by stress, you know. And it might not be the type of stress where, you know, when people think of somebody saying, oh, I'm stressed out. Your body, your organs could be stressed out. Your joints could be stressed out, you know. Could you talk about stress and its effect on the body? Because, again, there are a lot of people that are dealing with stress and even just learning how to respond in a peaceful manner, because we do have a choice in how we respond. We might not be able to. It's like I heard somebody say once, you might not be able to, you might not have any control over what cards are dealt you, but you do have control over how you play your hand, you know.
Yeah.
So could you talk about stress for a moment?
Well, stress is a result of all the things we've been talking about tonight. If we're not eating the right food, drinking the right water, getting the right rest, all the things that we know we should be doing, all of that creates stress in the body. And we do a good job of adding to that by toxic relationships, too much not understanding the importance of taking a break or a vacation, taking time for ourselves. We add to that when we don't do those things. So stress is, that's why stress would be, I would consider the number one reason or the cause of the conditions that we find ourselves in with our health. We have stressed our bodies to a point that where it just can't take it anymore, and it's been trying to give you some kind of warning. If you look close enough, I'm certain that you will see this warning signs if you knew what you were looking for in terms of what's stressing you out. But the whole idea is to not so much concentrating on how you got there or why you are there. It's a whole process of understanding what you need and the rest that you need and the kind of things that you can do to the kind of things you need to do to give the body what it needs. And once you start neglecting that, you're going to add more stress to your system, and eventually you're going to break down. So you have to. It's important to understand your body, the proper rest, eating right, a good relationships. All of those things you have to consider. And when something is out of whack, you need to do whatever you can to correct it. And that's probably the best way to handle stress is to recognize where it's coming from and deal with it.
You know, Brother Quick, let's talk about sleep for a moment. Again, speaking of fundamentals of health, that's something we all do. Many of us don't get enough sleep. Could you talk about the importance of it, you know, because I think that's one that's really overlooked. I think people, you know, you got some people that, you know, get maybe 3 or 4 hours of sleep, you know. It's been said that the body needs at least 8 hours of sleep to, I guess, be fully rested. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, absolutely. When you deprive the body of rest, you're not giving it a time to rejuvenate. Your sleep time is when your body rejuvenates. It helps with the flushing process. It helps with the elimination process. It helps with restoring the mind so you can think clear. It helps with just general functions of the body. You have to rest. It's like most anything that we know of, you can run it for a while, but eventually if you don't maintain it properly, it's going to break down on you. And sometimes even if you maintain it properly, it'll break down. Just depend on how well the, you know, the enzymes, the cells, the organs, how well they function and how well you've taken care of them so they can do what they're supposed to do. When you get to the place to where you start neglecting those things, that's when you're going to go into move from a healthy state to a disease state, and that's where you can build up a condition in the body that can not end up well. So you have to get your sleep because And the sleep process is where you get the rejuvenation that you need to deal with the stress. So if you skip the sleep, or if the sleep is not right, or if you can't sleep because of stress, you really need to deal with that. You got to, you probably need to just make more time for yourself, or get up and do more exercises, or do more breathing, or do you know, the things that you know to do to relieve the stress that you're under. And that way you can begin to handle that stress and get the sleep that you need a little better.
Can you sleep too much? Can a person, it sounds like a rhetorical question, but I guess you can overdo anything, but if a person...
Yeah, I think so. I think you need to get your 8 hours if you can. If you're lucky to get that, if you can get 8 hours, get that. Get up and go do something. Your body is made to move. If you lay around all day, you're not helping your body. Your body will break down faster by a sedimentary system. You won't lose the weight. You won't burn the food that you eat. So if you're asleep, I guess you can't eat. But when you sleep too much, your body begins to shut down and not function. You're not using all that energy you're building up. So it can be the wrong side of that. The other side of sleeping too much cannot be beneficial to the body sometimes, yes.
Well, Brother Quick, can we talk about exercise for a moment? That's another topic that we'll be covering in the series. I think a lot of people exercise, you know, once a person becomes an adult, especially as you move into your later years as an adult, it becomes something that you have to do. You really have to do it. I think that is part of the problem, because a lot of times people don't like doing what they have to do. They like doing what they want to do, you know. And so exercise for a lot of people isn't fun. It's just necessary. They just know they got to go to the gym, so they go to the gym. They know they got to, you know, do jumping jacks and all this other stuff. But many people would, if they could skip that, would, you know. But we can't overstate the importance of exercise. Brother Coy just mentioned the body is meant to move. So in the absence of that movement, you know, then there's going to be some trouble, correct?
Yeah, your body will shut down. Now, bus drivers, police officers, cab drivers, the guys that drive all day, you know, they may do that for 30, 40 years, but you look up and they stroking out. And you say, well, why are they stroking out? It's because they sit around all day. So you want to reverse that. If you're going to drive all day, then you have to spend at least an hour or so a day getting the body pumped up. And I know over time that's going to be difficult, because you're going to say, I could be out making money and I'm not going to take the time to do that. But in the long run, unless you have an exceptional diet and not clogging your arteries with fat and fat from meat, you're going to pay the price for that. So for that reason, it's important to get up, move around, breathe, and keep the body moving in whatever way you can. It may not be you got to go to the gym and all of that. You could just fall out of the bed on the floor and do 15, 20 push-ups, or just keep building on that until you can do 50, and keep building on that until you can do 100. And that may take 5 or 10 minutes out of your day. But at least you've got that in, and it will pay off immensely in the long run. So don't try to do it all at once, but do what you can when you can as often as you can, and you'll find that it will make your day. Probably the best way to deal with stress is to build up your body's tolerance to stress and eliminate the things that reduce the stress. So with that, exercise is the only way basically we can do that. So that's why it's important that we do what we can to build up the body's resistance to stress.
Working through the pain for a moment, because, you know, sometimes people say, I've heard people say, well, pain is a sign that something's wrong. But if you haven't exercised in a while and you just started exercising, there's going to be some soreness. I mean, as your body gets used to, you know, the moving again, or, you know, the resistance of the weight or whatever, those muscles that haven't been used in years, maybe, you know, you're going to feel soreness or whatever. But could you talk about the need to work through that, because that will pass as well as you continue to do it. Your body will get back used to the regimen, and, you know, just don't quit once you feel a little sore, because I think that's where a lot of people give up.
Well, yeah, you can go with the process of you know, starting slow and building up as you go. That would help. It won't help to get up in the morning and say, I'm going to get fit today and go out and try to lift 250 pounds. That's not going to work. But you can get up that day and say, well, I'm going to do a little weight exercise with five-pound weights, and I can do that. And just start with something like that. Condition that muscle to the point to where when you get ready to do that heavy lift, you'll have something that will push it to help lift it or to give it the strength that you need to do what you're trying to do. Push-ups are another way. But the thing is don't try to do it all at once. And I know we are instant people. We want the hot food right now, right out of the microwave. We want to stop at the fast food place and get it right now. But life is not that way. You have to take it slow, one thing at a time, get the basics down real good. And once you get the basics down, then you can know how to get yourself in shape so you don't wind up with your back hurting all day or can't walk or feeling so tired and weak. And make sure you get the supplements you need to give the muscles and the bones what they need, the magnesium, the calcium, all of those things. Make sure you're doing that. And making sure your diet is right. That may be the most important thing to do first in terms of if you want to get yourself in shape. Get what you are eating right first, and then try doing the other things. You might reduce some of that resistance that you get when you're trying to exercise and the soreness and all of that. You can reduce some of that simply by planning out a process. You got to set up the process to get ready for that, and then you can begin to move in that direction.
You know, everybody, this is going to be an awesome, awesome series, and I encourage everybody to, again, mark your calendar. First Thursday of every month, Brother Coy is going to be coming back, and we're going to be talking about a different principle, for lack of a better term, a different fundamental. Brother Coy, in the remind moments, can we talk about breathing? You mentioned breathing, and that's something that we do unconsciously. We do it even when we're asleep. You know, we're breathing. That's something that we do, and a lot of people don't breathe deep enough. The oxygen that we take into our body is so important. It helps feed the brain. It helps the cells. I mean, can you talk about breathing and how important it is, not just to breathe? We know that. We know this is important, because if you stop breathing, you're gone. But how to breathe properly. Could you talk about the importance of breathing and, you know, just what that does for the body if done properly?
Well, I think the main thing we want to get across with breathing is that most of us are not breathing. That's the first thing we want to get across. We're not breathing. We're not really breathing. You want to do at least 15, 20 minutes, half hour a day of just deep breathing, and that's where and the reason you want to do that is because our heart pumps our blood, but our lymphatic system, which is the system that keeps us healthy, doesn't have a pump. So the best way to move it is to breathe. So if you get that deep breathing all the way down to your solar plexus and in the bottom of your gut, get that deep breathing going, that's moving the lymphatic system, and that's the lymphatic system, the job of that, the immune system, the job of the immune system is to take nutrition to the cell and bring the waste away from the cell. So it's like the water sanitation department. It brings in fresh water, takes out the old water. So the breathing helps with that process in a way that it keeps things moving so they don't have time to accumulate in the body. And so with the drinking the right water and all the other stuff that we need to do, it goes hand in hand with a good, healthy basis of fundamentals. So in the fundamental process, a part of the fundamental process will be learning how to breathe. And there's a lot of information out on it. There are books on it. If you want to begin to read on it, that's fine. But learning to breathe properly could probably help most of us more than we realize. But the main problem we have now is shallow breathing. We're just breathing through our nose and it comes out of our mouth. We're not pumping that lymphatic system to a point to where it's really benefiting us from in terms of cleaning the body of these toxins or toxic waste that we encounter in the environment.
You know, Brother Coy, before we go, you mentioned, you know, books on breathing and, you know, and the purpose, of course, in getting a book is to read the book. Now,
yeah.
I mean, let's talk about the brain real quick for a second. Just reading is fundamental, as they say. I mean, reading helps the brain. I mean, when you read, you're actually taking in information. Your brain has to process the information. Your brain has to work when you read. You know, a lot of times people are very visual. They would rather, you know, watch a program and get the information and actually do the research than actually read the book on it. You know, they'd rather watch it, you know, than read. But reading even is exercise for the brain. I mean, and as we get older, the older we get, the more imperative it will be that we exercise our brain and just reading. I mean, it's very important to read. And unfortunately for a lot of us, we don't read enough.
Mm-hmm, right. We don't read at all. Yeah. Most of us.
Good point. Good point. Could you talk about just the importance of
Well, the brain, the whole thing about the brain, we have to really take another look at that. We're finding now that dementia, ADHD, all the things that goes wrong with the brain, these neurological defects that we are developing, they're getting worse. A lot of that has to do with people that think that it's not good to take an enema. That stuff recirculates in the body, and it settles. It's beginning to settle in the brain because a lot of the hormones and the chemicals in the meat settles in the brain, and it causes the brain to start shorting out. So by not getting that stuff out, you are actually increasing your chances of getting some disease that's even worse. So you want to reconsider what you're doing about that, rethink that process, and understand why you need to do it, and maybe come around to a place to where you're willing to try it. But if you don't do that, then you're opening yourself up for some of these brain-based disease that we so often have. People, once they hit 60, 70, they can't function. The brain is not working. They don't recognize people. They're in and out, and you don't want to go like that. That's not a good idea. So you want to do everything you can to prevent that, and we'll give some ideas on how to do that.
You know, Brother Coy, I really appreciate it. It's been an awesome overview. I want to tell the listeners, though, if you're in the D.C. area and you like what you heard, you can actually get past Brother Coy's establishment. Remember the testimony that he gave at the beginning of the show? Well, out of that testimony was born a new purpose, you know, and his purpose became actually going around telling anybody who would listen. He opened up a health food establishment so that people would have a place to go and he could share this information and you know, be a blessing, the same type of blessing he was to his mother. He can be to you. He can give you the information that you need, not just the information, but he has the products that you will need as well. Brother Coy, can you tell them about your establishment, Secrets of Nature, how they can get your products, the type of products that you have, and, you know, hours of operation and, you know, times in which they can reach you?
Well, I'm located at 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest. That's in Washington, D.C., right off of, I guess, 495 across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Take the 210 north, and you'll be in front of my store in about 10 minutes. The phone number is 202-562-0041. And through the process and my experiences, I realized that, you know, all the things we are talking about, the things that people really need to assist them in gaining their health back or renewing their health or being able to improve their health, there are a lot of things that you need to support people in that. So the Secrets of Nature, we have a vegetarian restaurant. We try to stay away from, primary goal is to stay away from animal fat because we We've known now for at least 50 years that animal fat is the cause of a lot of the conditions that we get. We try to give you the best supplements that are on the market, and we try to give you what nature gave us to heal ourselves, the bulk herbs. So with that, and we do, if you need consultations or if you want to just talk to someone, if you got a question, you can call us at 202-562-0041. And we are open from 8 to 6 every day but Sunday. And sometimes I'll take a day off like I did last Saturday because of all that rain. Wow, that's all that rain we got over the weekend. It flooded out, so I had to take off Saturday. But I'm back today, and the place is dried out, so we can roll.
Right. Wow. There's, remember this, too. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, that you can actually take advantage of the information that Coy has. You can also actually get the products that he has because he does ship. He does sell bulk herbs, has different products. Again, we're not promoting any one particular product. Again, that would be your choice, okay? You choose what you want, okay? And just want to make that clear. Again, we're not selling a miracle cure, but if you heard the testimony that he gave at the beginning of the show, that testimony, it could very well be your testimony, but you have to do what is prescribed. And again, depending on where you are when you come to Brother Coy, what the condition is. I mean, there are a lot of variables in healing. Coy's mother had the benefit of having Coy as her primary caretaker when she was going through that process. And so, you will have the benefit of Coy's information, but you will actually have to do the work, correct, Coy?
Correct. I mean, you have to make that decision. No one can make it for you, and don't blame other people or harbor some kind of ill will because people don't go with you. Set an example. Be strong on your own way, and people will follow. Once they see the change in you, they'll want that change for themselves, and I would encourage everyone to step up and be that leader that we need at this time to make this happen.
You know, Brother Coy, again, I can't thank you enough for the many years that you have given to us, sharing your knowledge, sharing your wisdom, pointing people in the right direction, because, again, this type of information, it's life-saving, it's life-changing, it's life-altering, and to change your diet to a liver, to change any health condition, you're going to have to change your lifestyle. You're going to have to be open and willing to do things differently, to go down a path that you've never been down before. But there are people on this holistic health road that are willing to embrace you. If you ever been past Coy's shop, you'll see, there are people who are willing to share information. And, I advise you, though, as you're listening to people share information, continue to do your research because ultimately the decisions that you make, whatever you decide to take, whatever product you decide to buy, whatever food you decide to eat, it's your choice. Right, Brother Coy?
Absolutely, and no one can do that for you but you. And when you don't do that or when you neglect to do that, you're setting yourself up for, a victim, to be victimized, and that's not what we're trying to do here. We want to bring you along in a way that you can see for yourself the difference and you can make the determinations on your own. So, yes, you can only control yourself. No one else can control you, and if you do that, you'll be ahead of the game.
Brother Coy, awesome, awesome interview. Everybody, again, this was the overview of the Fundamentals of Health series featuring King Coy Dunstan. Make sure you tell your friends, tell everybody about it. Again, first Thursday of each month, we'll be going through another principle. We haven't even touched on spirituality and meditation and fasting and herbs. And I mean, we got so much. We're going to be talking about the cells and the organs and the tissues. Yeah. I mean, we're going to be getting deep. So make sure that you tune in and tell somebody to tune in with you. Again, you can go down the archives. Everywhere you see King Coy Dunstan, click that show, and I guarantee you there's something that you or somebody that you know will be able to benefit from. Brother Coy, before you go, any final thoughts on the series, the Fundamentals of Health. We touched on a little bit of everything, but anything you wanted to leave with our listeners before we go?
Well, the main thing is that you have to take this responsibility on your own to do this. All we can do is provide you the information. If you take it upon yourself to do this, I think you will find all the support and all the help that you need to accomplish your goal. I know when you're young and healthy, everything is fine. You don't worry too much about it. But as you get over 30, 40 nowadays, you have to be concerned about the aches and pains that you get and begin to and understand what you need to do to correct it. Otherwise, yeah, just progressively get worse. So I would encourage everybody to take it upon themselves to be responsible for themselves in a way that will improve their lives and the lives of the people around them, and we'll have a better world with that.
Amen. My brother Coy, thank you, man. I, as always, sir, I bow to you. You've been a blessing to me and my family. It's been a wonderful several years that we've been doing this show. I've learned so much. I've grown so much. I know a lot of people that have grown so much as well, just as a result of the work that you're doing. You know, sometimes it can be a thankless job, my brother, but, you know, I'm here to thank you. You know, on behalf of myself, my personal queer chefs in the tear as well, you know, we thank you because, again, you know, you've been on this path for a long time. And, you know, people know the truth when they hear it, you know. And so I know for a lot of people out there, you know that you heard the truth. Okay, so make sure that you tune in first Thursday of every month, okay, and we're going to be taking another foundational principle, and we're going to be talking about that as well. So, Brother Coy, I want to thank you again, not just for tonight, man, but for all the years that you've been rendering us your service. You've been a servant to us, and we thank you so much for all that you've done and will continue to do.
Well, I appreciate you and giving me the opportunity to say what I got to say. I mean, not easy a task to do, and without you, none of us would hear this. So I commend you on what you do. You're very instrumental in terms of the educational process that we need to go through, and we need to use it as much as we can and while we have it. Yes.
Thank you, my brother. We're a team, man. We work together. And again, for all of the listeners out there, again, I encourage you, make sure that you call Brother Coy. His number again is 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. You can be in Alaska. You know, you can be in matter of fact, I want to say hi to the people in Canada that are tuning in. You notice that there are people in, not Yugoslavia, somewhere over there, you know, that are listening. You know, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, don't let space or distance be a hindrance. You can always get in contact with King Coy. He can always get your products to you. If you're in D.C., make sure you stop by. Brother Coy, I'll be in touch, sir. Awesome show as well, as always. Thank you so much. I'll be in touch.
Appreciate you. Take care.
Peace. Everybody, that is King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Oh, man, he's been with us for almost 5 years, like 4 years now. And shows just keep getting better and better and better and better and better. I mean, we just keep learning so much. And we invite you to come on and learn with us. Let's all grow together, you know, as we sit at the feet of the healers that come on this show. Like I said, King Coy Dunstan was the very first healer that I interviewed on this show. And then came Dr. Ruby Lathan, then came Dr. Ted Watkins, and, you know, people, Queen Afua, you know, then we've got the spiritual side. We've got, oh, my God, we've got Sekhem and Sekhem Round, Nefa Amen. We've got Owahehe Medura and Comet. I mean, the list goes on. Hekhem Su Heru, Sekhem Meab, Neter. I mean, oh, man, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. We've got Sekhem. I mean, this keep on going on and on and on. So I just want to thank all of my guests, all of my listeners. We're all one, right? You know, the guests, the listeners, we're all family. And so I just want to encourage everybody, keep tuning in, because we've got some surprises coming up in the way of shows that you don't want to miss, all right? So keep tuning in. My name's Jawanza. Who am I? I'm the one who, in giving, receives more for you.